This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Several New Hampshire towns passed climate-related measures yesterday in their local elections, from one of the largest solar farms proposed in the state so far to efforts that deal with rising sea levels on the New Hampshire coast. These local initiatives may signal that towns are stepping up to address climate change. For more, we're joined in the studio by NHPR's energy and environment reporter, Annie Ropeek. Hey, Annie.
Hi.
So, Annie, overall, what stood out to you from these votes on town meeting day?
So I think we saw a range of responses to climate change here. You know, different towns are facing climate change and dealing with it in different ways. Obviously, in a town like Hampton, it's all about sea level rise and coastal flooding, those kinds of issues. So that's their priority. That's the kind of thing they're tackling on their town meeting warrant. But further inland, it's more of a conversation around the renewable energy transition, around trying to move away from fossil fuels, about how and where to encourage renewable energy development, and about sort of the role that municipalities should play in that process. And I would also say I was surprised by how popular all of these initiatives seem to be. I mean, most of them passed, if not in a landslide, you know, with room to spare. They were not squeakers, despite, you know, having some controversy ahead of town meeting day. People seem pretty on board with making these changes.
Well, we'll talk about what happened in a few places, but let's start with Hampton. Voters there overwhelmingly supported a zoning change that would require new construction in certain neighborhoods to build structures up higher on top of pilings. So what does that mean, the fact that it's passed now?
Yeah, so I mean, this is a, you know, it's a small but meaningful change to my mind. It's not going to affect that many homes. It's a very small neighborhood of town that's very prone to flooding just during high tides or storms. But I think it's an important symbolic step in saying we're going to adapt to rising seas. People in Hampton are becoming, and places like Hampton are becoming more and more aware that sea levels are rising, that coastal flooding is going to become a bigger problem as storms get worse, as high tides get higher, that this is happening now, and that it's something that they should deal with and actually have an ability to deal with, even on these sort of small scale ways.
Is it really small and symbolic? Because I imagine for some people, having to build on pylons might be a big deal to them.
Yeah, no, that's true. I mean, that was sort of one of the arguments against it before it passed, was that this is an expense for homeowners. But I think the takeaway idea is that if you're going to invest in staying in an area where, you know, at best, your flood insurance premiums are going to go through the roof the more you get damaged, and at worst, you're going to lose your home, you know, to flooding. People's foundations are getting cracked. You know, this isn't just about cosmetic damage. And of course, you know, the road access is still a problem. This isn't by no means the only, you know, thing that needs to be done to address this problem. But plenty of people in that area actually are already building their homes up, have sort of seen that as a worthy investment. And I should also say this is only for new structures and significant renovations. So It's not like if you live there and you're just not planning to do anything to your house that you have to go and do this tomorrow.
Right, you don't have to do this.
It's just if you're really like investing in expanding your footprint.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's move farther inland now to Milford, where voters approved a plan to lease city land to a solar farm, a 20-megawatt solar array on 120 acres. Is this a big deal?
Yeah, this is one of the biggest arrays that's in the works in the state right now. And right now in New Hampshire, we have, you know, 1 and 2 megawatt solar arrays scattered here and there on the roofs of factories and municipal buildings. And just to put this in context, you know, that's your sort of average little solar farm. The Milford array is 20 megawatts. And then say a plant like the coal power plant in Bow, New Hampshire Merrimack Station, that's 440 megawatts. So it's a small little power generation asset. But it's big as far as solar farms go, especially in New Hampshire. And there are a number of other similar projects, including some from the same developer that are still in the works in other towns. And so I think this shows that voters are willing to sign off on these things. And, you know, eventually some of them are actually going to start to get built.
So towns like Hampton, towns like Milford seem to be acting on their own here. Is this the approach you expect to see in the future when it comes to climate-related projects and regulations?
Yeah, I think at least for now, you know, there hasn't been much comprehensive, holistic action at the state and federal level to help support these efforts. You know, we're not seeing a really active, comprehensive statewide plan to say all coastal towns need to be looking at this kind of zoning change, or, you know, here is regulatory guidance for towns that are interested in permitting big solar projects. I mean, it's all been very piecemeal patchwork. And in fact, a lot of these issues are still highly politicized at the state level, and that's going to take a longer time to change. And so I think you're seeing towns like Milford and Hampton and others say, okay, we can get our arms around this one small part of this, this local aspect of this issue that affects us, while we wait for those bigger resources, those bigger planning funds and guidances to kind of come to bear. And they are all clear that they're going to need those eventually, especially a town like Hampton, which is going to have to consider some serious changes at some point. But they're not ready to do that yet. They don't really know how to take the first step. And so this is what they're doing in the meantime.
NHPR's Annie Ropeek, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.